AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Authorities say a man armed with a rifle started a wildfire Sunday in a northern Iowa mountain community and then fatally shot two first responders. Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris says investigators believe the suspect acted alone, finding his body in a wooded area.
We do believe that the suspect started the fire, and we do believe that it was an ambush and it was intentional.
The audio courtesy of KXLY-TV. A third suspect was wounded during a barrage of gunfire over several hours. Norris says he's fighting for his life after surgery. Senators plan to vote later Monday on President Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts. The outcome from a weekend of work in the Senate remains uncertain and highly volatile as Democrats mount opposition. Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina says he won't seek re-election after President Trump badgered him for saying he could not vote for the bill with its steep Medicaid cuts. The fate of Sean Diddy Combs now rests in the hands of a jury.
Jurors are expected to start deliberating in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking and racketeering case today. The jury of eight men and four women will weigh charges that could put the hip-hop mogul in prison for life. The 55-year-old Combs has pleaded not guilty. Jurors heard 7 weeks of sometimes graphic and emotional testimony about Combs' propensity for violence and his sexual appetite. Defense lawyers acknowledge that Combs could be violent, but maintain that the sex acts were consensual. In all, 34 witnesses testified, headlined by two of Combs' former girlfriends, Cassie and a woman testifying under the pseudonym Jane. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. Serbia's president is promising more arrests as protesters clash with police.
Protesters in the Serbian capital Belgrade clashed with police at a massive rally demanding an early parliamentary election. Dozens have already been detained. At a news conference, Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić said there will be more arrests for attacking police last night. This is not the end. Identification of all attackers is underway. Tens of thousands of people attended Saturday night's student-led protest, and the University of Belgrade's head dean was among the protesters. There's been nearly 8 months of persistent dissent, which has rattled President Vučić's firm grip on power. Protesters say the current populist government is illegitimate and that any violence is the government's responsibility. I'm Donna Warder.
For the latest news, visit apnews.org. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.